We're talking about worship here. We've been talking about that for a few weeks, three or four. Today we're going to try to clear away the confusion. Okay? My paper. Just got it out. Just had it.
Front.
It's always the last place you look. Why is that? All right. Clearing away the confusion. What started all the confusion with worship? You ever think about that? Why everybody's all confused about it and why they think it's worship is actually serving, you know? Why they think the piano's worship and all those things. You ever really sit back and think about that a little bit? Why is everybody so confused about it? Kind of went through and I started at the beginning of the Bible to find out when worship, how they got the concept when God was talking about it, and how they tried to look at, how they tried to understand what God actually said about worship. And he never really said anything until Genesis, I believe it was 22, okay? But there's been a lot of little hints in there of people doing things. The first thing, when Cain and Abel, you know, they both offered things to God, you know. And I'm not saying that was their worship or anything like that, but they wanted to give something back to God. And I think from there on, other people seen those things, what people were doing, and started copying them. Noah, he offered burnt offering when he got done with the ark in Genesis 8:20. Okay, he offered a burnt offering. You know, now were there other people? There were eight other people there that had seen that, and they're thinking, is this worship or what? You know, God didn't call it worship, but they offered a burnt offering after all this. So Genesis 13:18. We'll stay in there for a little bit. Just trying to figure it out a little bit. Why? Because it wasn't really mentioned until, like I said, Acts. It might have been right here. I couldn't quite remember. But Genesis 13:18. Abram moved. Then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which were in Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord. So, copying off of what Noah did down the road. God never said, do this for me. You know, it was just kind of, everybody just did it as thanks to God or offered something physical. Remember, we went through first the physical, then first the natural, then the spiritual. It's natural to want to give back to someone who give to you. So Genesis 22:5-8. Just skipping over. I kind of went through and searched these things out where they offered something. Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac and his son, and took his hand and fire and a knife. So the two of them walked together, and Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked together. Abraham mentions the word worship here. In the Hebrew, it's like shaka, something like that. That's the Hebrew word for worship. Still means proskuneo, still means to lie flat. But he didn't lie flat here. He offered a burnt offering. So, confusion. He says, "We're going to go proskuneo," but he offers a burnt offering. So it's kind of weird, you know. We're going to go worship. And he's got everything for the fire, the wood, and all those things. But all he does is put him on the burnt offering. Okay, so this is Genesis 17:3. We'll go back to that one, catch that. Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be my father in a multitude of nations." So Abraham did proskuneo here, but he doesn't say worship. He just fell flat on his face as the presence of God talking to him. So he fell flat on his face. Now think about that. Did Adam and Eve ever fall flat on their face when they were with God? No, they were in front of God, and they never proskuneoed. They never fell flat down. Something to think about down the road here, I'll get to that. So, little mixture here. Now we got this guy laying flat, then he offers burnt offering here, so he really don't even know what he's doing, right? So, Genesis 24... 26. Then the man bowed low and worshipped the Lord. Okay, so he only bowed. He didn't proskuneo. Okay. This was after everything he prayed for came true in, I believe it was either Isaac or Jacob's. Isaac's wife, remember, he went and he had all this list of things she must do so that he knows. And once she did all those, then he bowed down and prayed to God. So he worshiped there the right way. So now Genesis 47:31. These are just a few that I... This is, I believe, Jacob talking to his son. He said, "Swear to me," and he swore to him. Then Israel bowed in worship on the head of his bed. See, he was too old to lay flat, so all he could do was bow. So, God never said anything about worship until... Exodus 33:10. That I seen. I could be wrong, but I looked and looked and looked, and I didn't see anything. And maybe there's something in the New King or the King James, but my never said anything about worship till God saying it till 33:10. Get the right one here. Yep. Nope, that wasn't the one either. Okay. When all the people saw the pillar of the cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent. Okay. So the Lord spoke with Moses and he told him all these things. He told them they must he right before that it said that the Lord would speak to Moses when all the people saw the pillar of the cloud standing at the entrance of the tent. All the people would arise and worship each other, each at the entrance of his tent. God didn't say to there, but they did, I should say. The only time he said, worship me, is when he made the Ten Commandments, right? I didn't write that one down for some reason. It should be 20, Exodus 20, I think. You shall have no other gods before me. Yeah, verse 5. 25. You shall not worship them or serve them. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father on their children and on the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. So that's the only time he mentions worship. So all these people did different things for worship, right? Sacrifice, burnt offerings, all these things. And do you think other people seen them do that? All the pagans, all the Gentiles? Well, they're burning stuff to their God. So what do you think they do? They copy, right? So all the Hindus, well, they offer food. When I was in India, you know, you see this big plate of food in front of a picture. A whole spread of food. And they're just sitting there, you know, singing and playing. And I said, come on, guy, eat or something. And you're not getting hungry. I'll eat the darn thing, you know. But the big plate of food sat there all day, you know. And they would, that's been going on for generations and generations and generations. So, confusion over and over again. God didn't clearly define it. He didn't clearly define it, but he did it with Adam and Eve, I believe. They walked with God. Right? That's really what he wants. You know, there's physical worship because those people sinned, but Adam and Eve, when they were with him, they walked with God. Methuselah? Who was the one that got taken up? Enoch. No. Enoch, yeah. Is it Enoch? Yeah, they took him up. Yeah. There was no God took him before his time. He didn't die. God just took him because he walked with God, it said. He was way ahead of the time. So God took him. Anyway, they ain't ready for this yet. You know? So this is what I'm studying out. You guys can look it out, but I just wanted to, I was trying to figure out how they got to all this stuff. I just wanted to understand it. So people seen and heard all these stories, so they just imitated. Okay? That's what physical does. Right? It's all about seeing. It's all about doing what someone else is doing. Well, that worked for them. That's what we're going to do, just in our own way. I'm going to think of my own way to do that and work it out. You know, that's what humans do. That's the natural thing to do, right? That's why we have books on how to do stuff. Somebody did it, you write it down, so you can do it. You don't necessarily have to know all the ins and outs, but it's written down there for you. Copy, do, no heart in it, okay? So, how do people, well, we know now, but people have signs outside their building says, enter to worship, leave to serve. Now, how's that happen? You know, where do they get it from? Somebody wrote it one time. Hey, that looks good. Well, we'll put that on ours. You know, boom, 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 boom. Nobody taking numero uno here and figuring it out. Lazy people. That's really where all this stuff comes from laziness. If you want to know something, look it up. What do we always say? Don't take the guy's word for it. You study it out. You figure it out. We're just giving you hints, but it's for you guys to know. So you can write it on your heart and walk with God. Because, well, how could you walk with God? You got all his words right here. You know, it's not, well, he told me to do this, I'm going to do this. It's that, I understand how you want me to do this. I know exactly how to build this thing. I know exactly. I got it memorized. I can't mess it up. That's what it's about. That's where Adam and Eve were before they made their fatal steps, where they listened to someone else instead of God. You know, I come from the Catholic background, where it's all looking holy, and all the smoke and the incense and the the beautiful music, you know, just gives you that feeling like you're holy, you know, and that everybody leaves like they got their job done, and then they go do exactly what they were doing 10 minutes afterwards. So it's nothing sustaining, but they take all these priestly things that were in the Old Testament, and they see them, and they imitate them. And there's no heart in it. It's just, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this, because it says it. It's all tradition. There's no heart in anything. And that's where we're at. So, what I'm posing today is that holiness is an imitation of God, right? God is holy, but what's holy? God. Right? God says, I am. So he's everything, right? He's the definition of everything. He's it, you know? He's holy. He's righteous. So if we have the Spirit of God in us, we're walking with God then, hey, right? Would that be correct? Because if you sin, he really don't leave you, does he? Not unless you tell him to get away. I can't do that. I'm not going to follow you anymore. I'm going to do my own thing. And then he's going to leave you. But if you have the Spirit of God, and the Spirit is always with you, then you are walking with God, just like Adam and Eve did. Now, can I work? Yes, I'm still worshiping. Even though my heart and soul is thinking about work all day long, I'm still worshiping. Because I'm not trying to be anything false. I'm not trying to get away from God. I'm merely working as a good person that is not going to defraud anything. Now, if I do things and don't catch myself, that is, and don't want to work it out, and don't listen to people, then he may toss me out of the garden. But see, worship is important. See, that's where service flows from. If we continue, as we have stated in the last session, Romans 12, 1 and 2, 1 basically, present your body as a holy and living sacrifice. Now, how are you going to do that if you're not in the Spirit? You're going to cower when something bad comes. You may do that even in the Spirit, but then you'll figure it out and then you'll work through that by renewing of the mind. Worship. It's, if God is, then you are. You're the great I am. I am. I am worshiping. I am in spirit. I am in truth. That's worship. There isn't anybody who has the Holy Spirit that's better than anyone else. No matter if someone tithes more or someone tithes less, equal in God's eyes. What if someone doesn't quite get everything yet and another one gets everything? equal in God's eyes. See, what happens is we don't think of ourselves as God wants us to think. Right? The me I see is the me I'll be. Proverbs 23:7. As a man sees within himself, so he is. If you don't see yourself as that, will you be it? No. You won't be it until you see yourself as that. You are, but you can't have full service until you picture yourself as Christ. And then you will, then that service will flow of that, from that worship picture that you are. So when people have troubles, they may not be necessarily doing what's right in the body of Christ. It's only because they don't have the picture right in their brain. So us as Christians, if they'll listen to us, we need to help them get that picture in their brain, like I'm doing right now. See, that's all we have to do. If we renew it, we'll get that picture, then service will flow. We'll do all the right things. We'll speak up. We'll see people out there that need Christ. We won't see them as fleshly people. We'll see them as spirit beings that don't have the Holy Spirit. If we have worship correct. I skipped over a couple because I get on a roll. But Isaiah 10:15. Isaiah 1:10-15, sorry. If you're already there. So I'm going to have to backtrack through some of this because I overspoke. But okay. Isaiah 1:10-15. My son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. If they say, come with us, let us wait. Let us lie and wait for blood. I'm in Proverbs, sorry. I skipped too many over here. Didn't think that looked right. 10-15. Here we go. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What are you multiplied? What are your multiplied sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I've had enough of burnt offering of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I have no pleasure in blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires of this trampling of my courts? Bring your worthless offerings no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of the assemblies, cannot endure iniquity in the solemn assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. And I have become a burden to me, and I am weary of bearing them. So when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you multiply prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Okay, I jumped way back from my rant there. So, who made the festivals? Who told them to pray. Who made the Sabbath and a calling of assemblies? Who made the blood of the bulls and goats something they should do? Well, God did. Now he says he hates them? It's because of tradition. What was the last part of that he said there? Said. But tradition. They were just doing what he said. How often does that happen? You see somebody mess up, you say, you should do this. But what happens then? They're going to do it because you told them to, and then they're going to go back because there was no heart in it. Peep every individual. Every individual Christian must learn this concept about focusing on the picture. I can't bring my wife to heaven. I can't make her do anything. All I can do is encourage her to do those things. It's important. Now, if I tell her you're not, she's just going to do it because I said so. That's the same thing God's saying here. I told you to do all these things and you're just doing them because he said so. He don't want that. He don't want people going through the motions. Holiness is going through the motion. I got to be holy. I got to look holy. We got to get sin out of the church. This place has to look holy to everybody else. All we have to do is please God. Each individual person. Each individual temple of God. Because that's what you are. Has to please him. In the way he likes to be pleased. Through walking with him in his word. Philippians 3:17. Philippians 3:17. Small books. Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. Pattern. Who's the pattern? Is Paul the pattern? He's a copy of the pattern of Jesus. Okay? Well, that's partly what I was talking about earlier. They're just copying what Paul did. Okay? Were they right to copy Paul? Paul said it? Yeah. They didn't have the books yet. They didn't have this written word. Did they? So whatever Paul said was being penned down, and they could follow him around and say, you know, you said this yesterday, but you're doing this today. I ain't following him anymore. They could do that. Because they heard it. And if he wasn't doing what he said, hypocrite. But when you follow Jesus. Follow the Bible. Don't follow me. Don't follow Davey. Don't follow Reuben. Follow what God says. Philippians 3:3. For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and the glory of Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Worship. Proskuneo, spiritually. putting him at full honor spiritually. That's really what proskuneo is, honoring him, right? Can you honor your father and mother if you don't listen to what they said? They tell you to do something, and you don't care about it, you just do it. Is that really honoring them? What it really boils down to is, are you willing to guess at Christianity and do what you think is right? Or do you want to walk with God and know it's right? That's worship. Matt Hartford had a thing on subjection, that you should subject yourself to his word. Absolutely true. But sometimes we get to the point where he said it, I'm just going to do it, instead of having a heart for God. That's really the only way that you can worship him, is to truly love him. And if you truly love him, you will be walking with him. He will be with you. And everyone you see, you'll realize that he made them just like you. And you only have one job to do, is show them him. Hey, come see my father. I'll introduce you to your long lost father. Come here. Show me. It's really what it is. It's that simple. We get scared because they're people and they've heard all the Jesus stories they could hear. So we have to funny it up and try and find a fancy way to bring it to them. And there's really no fancy way to bring it to them. But spend time with them. Let them know you care about them. That's your sacrifice. That's your service. Right? Give your body as a holy living sacrifice. My time. Your money goes to the saints. Right? To encourage them to get the Bible, to get their word spread so that everyone can go out. It's just important. We're going to go through a lot of channels of worship, what they did, you know, what the world calls worship. We'll go through that next week, but this really hits it. They're all confused because they're guessing at it. They're copying something that don't need to be copied. They're not going to the facts and getting them straight. I want to know why. Didn't take long to put it together, but just by looking at a few verses, where did God start saying worship? Where did he tell me I have to worship this way? He didn't. He didn't. He implied it. Here's your festivals, go to here, do this, do that, do this, you know. But people were offering burnt offerings as worship. Some were proskuneo as worship. So the confusion is cleared away clearly by the Bible. So we need to follow what that says. And we all know that. So I don't have anything more. So Andy, will you close us out in prayer? Yeah.